Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Finally this month, Bobby Long's debut album, A Winter Tale, has been released. The British singer-songwriter's demos, which he recorded in 2009, have made the rounds with their stripped-down versions of Bobby's songs, which we finally get to hear on the album. It's recorded by Liam Watson at his Toe Rag Studios in London. Watson's analog studio is best known because the White Stripes' Elephant was recorded there. Bobby Long originally became known because a song of his was recorded by his friend Robbie Pattinson in one of the Twilight films. I asked Bobby about what finally led to getting A Winter Tale recorded.
Well, I was on tour for about a year before, and I knew that it was about time that I kind of definitively put something down for a record. And then I met Liam Watson at Toe Rag, and I kind of recorded 4 days here, 4 days there, and that was about 8 months ago. It just kind of naturally happened. It was a natural happening, I guess.
If people know anything about Toe Rag and Liam Watson, they know that he's got all kinds of cool old equipment. Things that it's almost like a museum of recording.
Yeah, it's like a submarine.
Old
Russian sub.
But also one thing, and I know he's done this with other artists, he likes to record people live. You put the full band in there?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he just likes getting people in a room and playing, the old way. Which is kind of really refreshing, and it's my favorite way of. It's the only way I've ever done it, but it's my favorite way of doing it. And it was really great just to play in a room like this, basically, and just play out songs, and it was really cool.
Who's playing with you today?
I met these guys about, I don't know, 3 months ago, and they're all great musicians and play together. And it's Mark, Chris, and Rich.
Cool.
And they play with everyone. They're the cats of the music industry.
The cats.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want to begin with?
This one's called A Winter Tale.
Thank you. So take away my conscious mind and take away all my faith. To embrace the data caught through my lonely soul, I search my love of all its parts to the blackness of burnt coal. To the blackness of burnt coal, yeah. To the blackness of burnt coal. The carpet surface like the barbecue's sky. The childhood glimpse that keeps you warm but hangs you to dry. The shameful dream, the shameful face that pulls on your heart. The brittle winds will keep the dawn from you at the start.
That very fine performance of A Winter's Tale, which is the title track of Bobby DeLong's album coming out on ATO Records. And one of the reasons why people got to know you first was because one of your songs was in the Twilight film. And I've often wondered how you've felt about that, because on one level, you put a lot of people in club in shows, but these people didn't exactly know you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're starting over, and is that still part of what's going on? Or?
Well, I don't really like feel the connection anymore. I mean, at first it there was, you know, an obvious interest because of that, and you know, I was playing for so long, like so many musicians, and some musicians been playing much longer than me in these open mic nights and stuff, and getting nowhere. And I was given this opportunity through the film, and all I really wanted to do was play in it, and it gave me an opportunity to do that and to make this hopefully a part of my life. And you know, I was always kind of careful with it. I mean, I didn't. My one connection is I was a writer, you know, and then that was it. I've never played the song ever in public or in private, I've always just done my own thing, and that was why I kind of intensely toured. I just wanted to start sculpting things for myself, and you know, I feel I'm in a place now where I've worked hard beyond that, so I'm here through merit now, you know.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be in the first paragraph of your bio anymore.
I mean, I hope it won't be in the last paragraph of my bio either, you know. Right.
Bobby DeLong is playing live, and we're hearing old and new songs redone. They're all on the new album, A Winter's Tale. And what's next?
Who have you been loving?
The plane, I will hold out my hands and take the blame. And when the weather falls to cold, the frost ravages the lane, I will bow down my head and they taint your heart. You're so happy that you're free, and if you're no better now than you've ever been, you owe me an apology. You owe me an apology.
Who've you been loving? It's Bobby Long playing live for us today on the Cafe. When you you live here in the States now, right?
Yeah, I live in New York.
Ah, okay. But now you initially moved to London from somewhere near Manchester?
Or? Yeah, in between Manchester and Liverpool, a place called Wigan.
That's right. I read about Wigan. And what I know about Wigan is the Northern Soul movement. Isn't there some incredible dance hall there or something?
Well, there was. There used to be a casino in Wigan, but it got closed down way before I was born, so I never got to experience it. But I think my mum and dad met there. And
but was soul music still a big thing when you were growing up?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, I mean, people like you can't get away from people like James Brown and all that kind of stuff. So it was, I and Sam Cooke I really like and people like that. So I mean, it's all there. You know.
Right.
I used to go into the library and get CDs.
When you moved to London, it was to go to school or to do music?
I wanted to play music, and where I was, there was nothing there for musicians or anything. So I went to London and I managed to get on a course at London Metropolitan University. But it was always music first. You know, I wasn't there that much, and I kind of got a degree by the skin of my teeth, and it was always just an excuse to get money and play, you know.
Right. But you did a thesis on folk music. That's interesting.
Yeah, I did. Well, I mean, it was either that or, a thesis on Bob Dylan. I didn't have that much time to write it, and I was on tour too, so I just kind of decided to do something that was, you know, something was easy to research and something I was really, really into. But it was fun writing it, you know.
So when you moved to New York, did you go to any of the places you studied?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I read about the Bitter End, and I played there now too. I played there three times. And when my dad's really into Peter, Paul and Mary and Joan Baez and Dylan that whole time. So when he came down, I went down there, and it was pretty cool because the owner knew me and invited me in, and he took us around and stuff. So it's really cool being around that area and, you know, seeing where things happened. And yeah, Clancy Brothers too, I loved.
So. I wonder how many of those are the original places. I think the Bitter End moved, but I don't know.
I think a few of them are still there, you know. Yeah.
Bobby Long is our guest today, and we're hearing some of the songs that on his new album, A Winter's Tale, and what's next?
The Bounty of Mary Jane.
Now I will run you like a thread, 'cause my wounded eyes will see again, make peace with the sky. Rain may bring you home, and all sorrow will call. Brace your love for the fall. But now I will fall upon this town to call your name, my sweet suffragette. Now I will fall upon this town to call your name, you're my sweet suffragette, you're my sweet Mary Jane, my sweet Mary Jane. She's weighted down with loss at her side. She's on board a ship, ship of ghosts and lost pride. Now sail on a fair, my dear, break this storm or its hope. If you dress my wounds, oh yeah, yeah, I feel your call. But now I will fall upon this town to call your name, my sweet suffragette. But now I will fall upon this town, all this town, I'll call your name, my sweet Mary Jane. But now I will fall upon this town to call your name, you're my sweet suffragette, sweet Mary Jane, my sweet Mary Jane. No, no, my sweet Mary Jane.
The Bounty of Mary Jane. Bobby Long's playing live for us. Bobby, what's the spark behind that song? Where did that come from?
It was weird, actually. I was like, I used to have really bad insomnia about 2 years ago. I think it's just because I was really bored. At university or college, and I stayed up one night and I watched The Bounty, which is an Anthony Hopkins film, which is really weird. It came like free with a newspaper, and I started watching it, and I kind of fell in love with this woman in it, and it kind of stuck with me. And then about a week later, I wrote that, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the film. It's just, you know, it was the spark, I guess.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you don't hear The Bounty used in songs too often.
No, I know. Well, it's actually a chocolate bar in England as well, so you have to be careful. The Mary Jane is something else over
here. Exactly, that's what I was, yeah. Bobby Long is playing live, and we're hearing old and new songs redone. They're all on the new album, A Winter's Tale. And what's next?
This one's called 2 Years Old.
I lost my British soul, pulling out the corpse, sheltering in the trenches again, crying for remorse. I laid my arms down. What's weighing a trance? There's parts of me laid out all over France. So I took my last waltz, got caught up on wire, wrote a letter for my love, as I hid from fire. An old soldier carried me way to the coast. He bathed my wounds in the sea. I'm in the hands of a ghost. I'm in the hands of a ghost. Try to run away. soul. I'm living by the past. I'm living by the mile. Out to the same walk down that I did as a child. The flags flew for mass, unaware of the fate. No one saw me walk down my very own.
Bobby Long, finishing up our set today here in the World Cafe. Good to see you. Thanks a lot for coming back.
Thanks for having us. It's been a real pleasure playing here.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.